NPR News in Washington. I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he will meet with Republican and Democratic congressional leaders to look for common ground following the election that gave the GOP control of the House and more strength in the Senate. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president says he wants to establish a better working relationship with Congress.
2 days after what President Obama described as a shellacking in the midterm elections, the president's cabinet met at the White House to discuss the way forward. Mr. Obama says he told the cabinet that the message from voters was focus on jobs, don't waste money, and work together.
We have to take that message to heart and make a sincere consistent effort to try to change how Washington operates.
The president says he invited congressional leaders from both parties to meet with him at the White House later this month. He invited new governors from both parties to a White House meeting in early December. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
One of the key issues facing the president and Congress is the nation's stubbornly high unemployment rate. The Labor Department says first-time claims for jobless benefits have risen about 4.5% last week after falling in four of the previous 5 weeks. Robert Dye is a senior economist with PNC Financial Services. He says the new number is disappointing.
The labor market conditions are sort of stuck in low. At least we aren't going in reverse like we were the last 2 years, but we're just stuck in low here, and we're not getting a lot of traction in terms of really generating jobs and bringing the unemployment rate down.
In another report out today, the Labor Department says worker productivity rebounded in the third quarter, rising nearly 2% as companies stepped up efforts to rein in their costs. Residents of Haiti are bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Tomas, which could reach hurricane strength by the time it reaches the country. A hurricane warning has been posted. Haiti is still struggling with the aftermath of last winter's earthquake, and NPR's Greg Allen reports relief groups there are now preparing for a potential new disaster.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has prepositioned water, food, and more than 100,000 tarps and tents throughout Haiti in areas vulnerable to the storm. Imogen Wall, a UN spokesperson, says even if Tomas remains a tropical storm, it poses a huge risk to a country still reeling from January's earthquake.
With deforestation, Haiti, you're looking at widespread flooding, particularly up in Gonaive, where that happened in 2008. In the city, obviously, you've still got people living in such flimsy shelter, and the wind there is going to be a major issue.
A big concern is making sure there's enough clean water. Wall says aid groups are distributing chlorine tablets and getting water purification systems ready to help stop the further spread of cholera. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Stock prices are surging on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 177 points at 11,393. The Nasdaq Composite is up 33 points. This is NPR News from Washington. European aircraft manufacturer Airbus and Rolls-Royce, which makes jet engines for the firm, have launched an investigation into the engine failure on a Qantas Airlines A380 jumbo jet on a flight to Sydney. Nearly 460 passengers and crew members were aboard when one of the plane's engines began spewing flames and smoke. The aircraft made an emergency landing in Singapore. Neil Shepherd was one of the passengers aboard.
I was sitting just behind the wing, so we felt this just loud thud. You know, everybody sort of is pretty shaken by it, so you can imagine how pretty full on it was.
Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says the airline is grounding its entire fleet of A380 jetliners until it knows the cause of the problem.
I actually do think that people will recognize that Qantas takes safety so seriously that it's willing to put safety before any commercial requirements of the airline, and that means grounding, you know, the flagship of the Qantas fleet until we're absolutely comfortable that's the right thing to do.
Stuart Cohen in Sydney reports the A380 has had at least two previous mid-flight engine problems.
Witnesses on the ground in Indonesia reported hearing a large explosion. TV pictures show a large piece missing from one of the plane's engine casings. This is the most serious technical problem reported with the relatively new super jumbo jet, which is capable of carrying almost 800 passengers. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the central bank's move to pump hundreds of billions of dollars into the financial system should help boost the U.S. economy out of its doldrums without triggering inflation. He made the comments in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post today. Bernanke arguing the benefits of the move are already being felt in the U.S. economy. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.